Welcome to The Journey of Hope. The Journey of Hope is a podcast specially designed to address the issues of men and women recently released from incarceration. Rodney Mathers is your host. Once again, welcome to the show. Here's Rodney.
And thank you, Mike. We've got a lot to talk about today. You know, one of the hardest things you'll ever do in your post-incarceration life is to deal with the stressors that hit you as you reintegrate. We're going to focus on that today. So today's show is all about how to deal with stress, and we're going to get after it right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cock your head to the side until I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
And welcome back to the Journey of Hope. You know, it may seem like there's nothing you can do about your stress level. The bills aren't going to start coming. There's never going to be more hours in the day for all the errands you have to run and all the things you need to do with your family responsibilities and just taking your care of yourself in general. And life is just generally demanding. But listen, I want to tell you something. You've got a lot more control over the stress in your life than you think. And one of the ways that you can immediately take control is just tell yourself, I am in control of this situation. Managing stress is all about taking charge and taking charge of your thoughts and emotions, your schedule, your environment, and the way you deal with problems. The ultimate goal is a balanced life with time for work, relationships, relaxation, and fun, plus the resistance to hold up under pressure and meet the challenges that face you head on. Now, before we get started with all this, I want to just remind you, now look, I'm not a doctor, a psychologist, a lawyer, I'm none of that. What I am is just a guy who's been through these problems, and these are the things that I have found that have worked for me. For example, in dealing with stress, one of the things that I did that helped was to first identify the sources of the stress in my life. Stress management starts with identifying these sources, and your true sources of stress aren't always obvious, and it's all too easy to overlook your own stress, including thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. You may know that you're constantly worried about work or deadlines, but maybe your procrastinations rather than the actual job demands are what are leading to your stress. And so I'll just throw that out there as a possibility. But look, to identify your true sources of stress, you need to look closely at your habits, your attitude, and your excuses. For example, do you explain stress away as temporary by saying things like, I've got a million things going on right now, even though you can't remember the last time you took a breather? Are you guilty of that? Do you define stress as an integral part of your work or your home life by saying something like, things are always crazy around here, and or it's just a part of my personality? I have a lot of nervous energy. Are you guilty of saying those kinds of things to yourself? What about this? Do you blame your stress on other people or outside events, or view it as entirely normal and expected? Those are some ways to identify the sources of stress in your life. I have another suggestion for you. One of the things you can do when you start feeling stressed is to start what I call a stress journal. And a stress journal can help you identify the regular stressors in your life and the way that you deal with them. Here's what you do. Each time you feel stressed, you keep track of it in your journal. And as you keep a daily log, you'll begin to see the patterns and the common themes. And when you write these things down, what caused you to stress? That's one thing you could write down. And if you're not sure, just make a guess. How did you feel, both physically and emotionally? You know, stress cannot just affect the body emotionally. It can also affect you physically as well. How did you act in response? And look at what you did to make yourself feel better. And that's another area I want to talk about today. We need to be careful at the kinds of ways that we're addressing the stressors in our life. We want to make sure that we address these stressors in a healthy way. I want you to think about the ways you're currently managing and coping with the stress in your life. Your stress journal can help you to identify these things. One of the things that we don't want to do is we don't want to do things like smoke too much when we really shouldn't smoke at all. And I'm a smoker, and I'm guilty of this, and I work on trying to quit from time to time anyway. But I have a tendency to lean on smoking as a crutch, unhealthy. Don't want to drink to address our stress. Don't want to overeat to address our stress. Don't want to zone out for hours in front of the computer or TV to address our stress. Be careful of these things too. Don't want to withdraw from our friends and our family and the activities that we like to do. Don't use pills or drugs to relax. Don't sleep too much. Don't procrastinate. These are the kinds of things, as I did a little bit of research on the internet this week, that I found that people do that are unhealthy to address their stress. Here's another one. How about filling up every minute of the day to avoid your problems so that you don't have to meet them head on? How about taking your stress out on others by lashing out, angry outburst, or, you know, God forbid, physical violence? You need to learn healthy ways to deal with your stress. So when we come back after the break, that's what we're going to talk about, healthy ways to deal with your stress. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope.
Listening to The Journey of Hope, Rodney Mathers would like to hear from you. So send email to mathersrodney@yahoo.com. His email address again, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. And make sure and follow our Twitter feed. Search for Rodney Mathers on Twitter. Now back to the show.
To the show. Listen, if your methods of coping with stress aren't contributing to your greater emotional good and your physical health, then you need to listen to these things. These are some great ideas that I've gathered up for you here, and I think you're going to be able to use these things in your life to help you deal with the stressors that come across your way as you reintegrate and you begin to put your life back together in your post-incarceration life. You know, not all stress can be avoided, and that's the thing you need to know right off the top, and we all know that, and it's not healthy to avoid a situation that needs to be addressed. But you might be surprised, however, by the number of stressors in your life that you can eliminate. For example, learn how to say no. Know your limits and stick to them, whether your personal or professional life is getting demanding. Learn when your limits are being reached and it's time to say no. It's okay to do that from time to time. Listen, here's another big one. Avoid people who stress you out. If someone consistently causes stress in your life and you can't turn the relationship around, limit the amount of time you spend with that person or in the relationship entirely, because that's an unnecessary stress. I mean, why do we want to be around people that are rubbing us the wrong way? I mean, God wants us to love one another, but it's okay to do that at arm's distance. Here's another one. Take control of your environment. In the evening news, if the evening news makes you anxious, turn the TV off. If the traffic's got you tense, take a longer but less traveled route. If going to the market is an unpleasant chore, do your grocery shopping online. Look for ways to eliminate the things that are pushing your buttons. Here's another one. Avoid hot button topics. Speaking of buttons, if you got upset over Or if you get upset over religion or politics, cross them off your conversation list. If you repeatedly argue about the same subject with the same people, stop bringing it up around those people and excuse yourself when the topic is coming up for discussion. Here's another one. Parse down your to-do list. Analyze your schedule, responsibilities, and the daily task. And if you've got too much on your plate, distinguish between the shoulds and the musts. Drop tasks that aren't truly necessary in your life to the bottom line. You know what I'm saying? So you want to eliminate those things too. Here's another strategy that I like. It's alter the situation. Now check this out. If you can avoid stressful situation by removing yourself from it, do so. If you can't avoid a stressful situation, try to alter it. Figure out what you can do to change things so that the problem doesn't present itself in the future. Often this involves changing the way you communicate and operate in your daily life. So this is a big one, and it takes practice, and I'm going to be working on this one too. One of the things you can do here is express your feelings instead of bottling them up. If something or someone is bothering you, communicate your concerns in an open and respectful way. And we've done a series of programs where we've talked about the art of assertive communication. And you might want to go back and take a look at some of those episodes. And I have found that using the art of assertive communication, not being a doormat and not being overly aggressive, has a calming effect to it. And, you know, there's another piece to this too. You have to be willing to compromise. When you ask someone to change their behavior, be willing to do the same. If you both are willing to bend at least a little, you have a good chance of finding a happy middle ground. And we've talked about being more assertive, and that is part of assertiveness, is listening. When you listen, you're more apt to bend. And so practice that in your life, too, as a way to eliminate some of these stressors. Here's another one. Manage your time better. Poor time management can be the cause of a lot of stress. And when you're stretched too thin and running behind, it's hard to stay calm and focused. Okay, here's another one. Adapt to the stressor. If you can't change the stressor, change yourself. You can adapt to a stressful situation and regain your sense of control by changing your expectations and attitude. I had somebody tell me a long time ago, as a matter of fact, it was right before I got out, it was a counselor told me that it's all about the attitude. And I have found that in every aspect of my life, whether it's relationships or in this aspect, dealing with the stress, it is all about the attitude. Those were golden words. And one of the ways you can do this is by reframing problems. Try to avoid stressful situations from a more positive perspective rather than fuming about a traffic jam. Look at it as an opportunity to pause and regroup. That's an attitude issue there. Listen to your favorite radio station or enjoy some time alone. Here's another big one that I've learned. Look at the big picture. Take perspective of the stressful situation. Ask yourself how important it'll be in the long run. Will it matter in a month, in a year? Is it really worth getting upset over? If the answer is no, focus your time and energy elsewhere. Adjust your standards. This is another one. Perfectionism is a major source of avoidable stress. Stop setting yourself up for failure by demanding perfection all the time, okay? Set reasonable standards for yourself and others and learn to be okay with good enough. Here's another good one. Focus on the positive. And we talked about the power of positive thought last week. We're going to do a little bit more on that later. But when stress is getting you down, take a moment to reflect on all the things that you appreciate in your life, including your own positive qualities and gifts, because you know what? You have them, and I know that you do. Here's another strategy. Stress management strategy number 4 that I'm coming up here with today. Accept the things you can't change. change. Kind of sounds like the prayer we say in the 12-step meetings. Some sources of stress are unavoidable. You can't prevent or change stressors such as the death of a loved one or a serious illness or a national recession. In such cases, the best way to cope with this kind of stress is just to accept things as the way they are. Acceptance may be difficult, but in the long run, it's easier than railing about a situation that you can't change. You know, you don't want to try to control the uncontrollable. You always want to look for the upside. And another thing that will help with this is to share your feelings. Talk to a friend or make an appointment with a therapist expressing what you're going through, and that can be a very cathartic experience, even if there's nothing you can do after the stressful situation. Here's another big one, too. We talked about this one last week as well. You have to learn how to forgive. Accept the fact that we live in an imperfect world and that people make mistakes, as we all know. Those of you listening to the program, you know that firsthand, and so let's go a step further and let go of the anger and the resentments. And, you know, when you do that, you absolutely free yourself from the negative energy by forgiving and just moving on. Here's another big strategy. I like this one. Make time for fun and relaxation. Beyond a take charge approach and a positive attitude, you can reduce the stress in your life by nurturing yourself. If you regularly make time for fun and relaxation, you'll be in a better place to handle life stressors when they inevitably come. Let me give you some examples on how to go about doing that, okay? You go for a walk. You can spend some time in nature. You can call a good friend. You can sweat out tension with a good workout. Man, I need to be doing that more. You can write in the journal that we talked about earlier. Another thing to do is to just sit down and have a nice cup of coffee, play with your dog, your cat, work in your garden, curl up with a good book, listen to music. One of the things my wife and I like to do is we like to watch a good funny movie, and we like to go rent a good funny movie. So watch a comedy. That's another way to help you make time for fun and relaxation. And finally, out of all these strategies that I've been talking about here, the ways to deal with these stressors in our lives, you can increase your resistance to stress by strengthening your physical health. Now, this one, I'm just going to tell y'all right off the top, man, I am very guilty of not doing these, and I should be, but I recommend that you do. And I'm going to make an effort at trying to do some of these things, like exercising regularly, eating a healthy diet, reduce caffeine and sugar. Man, I don't know what I would do without my coffee. I'm drinking a cup of coffee right now. Avoid alcohol, cigarettes, and drugs. We all know that those are bad things. And you know what? Get yourself some sleep. That's another way to help with your healthy lifestyle. Hey, we're going to be back with more on how to deal with these stressors right after this. My name is Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. This is Rodney Mathers with The Journey of Hope. I just wanted to tell y'all that we now have available on CD copies of episodes. We do them two at a time on a CD. So if you know someone who doesn't have access to a computer that you think would benefit from the show, if you'll email me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney@yahoo.com. We'll get you a CD out there. Just tell us the episodes that you want, and it's free of charge. We want to spread the word of the show. So if you know someone who would benefit, give me an email and we'll make arrangements to get the CDs to you, okay? back to the Journey of Hope. We're talking about ways to reduce the stressors in our life. On last week's show, we spent quite a bit of time talking about the power of positive thinking. Well, you know what? We're going to take it a step further this week, because that same power of positive thinking can reduce your stress and make you enjoy life more. Positive thinking helps with stress management and can even improve your health. And overcoming negative self-talk by recognizing it and practicing with some examples that I'm going to give you here are going to help you in your life if you do this. And by the way, I got this information from the Mayo Clinic. And what they say is this. They want you to ask yourself this question. Is your glass half empty or half full? How you answer this age-old question about positive thinking may reflect your outlook on life, your attitude towards yourself, and whether you're an optimistic person or a pessimistic person. In fact, some studies show that these personality traits, things like optimism and pessimism, can affect many areas of your health and well-being. Positive thinking also is a key part of effective stress management. And positive thinking doesn't mean that you keep your head in the sand and ignore life's less pleasant situations. It just means that you approach the unpleasantness in a more positive and productive way. And with all this in mind, let's take a refresher course in positive thinking today. Learn how to put positive thinking into action into your own life and reap the benefits. You need to understand the positive thinking and the self-talk. Self-talk is the endless stream of thoughts that run through our head every single day. These automatic thoughts can be positive or negative, your choice. Some of your self-talk comes from logic and reason. Other self-talk may arise from misconceptions that you create because of a lack of information. If the thoughts that run through your head are mostly negative, your outlook on life is more likely to be pessimistic. And if your thoughts are mostly positive, you're likely an optimist, someone who practices positive thinking. I want me and I want you to be optimists. The health benefits of positive thinking are numerous. Research continues to explore the effects of positive thinking. According to this article that I am pulling from here from the Mayo Clinic, they say that positive thinking can increase your lifespan. It can lower rates of depression. It can lower levels of distress, which is what we're focused on today. It can give you greater resistance to sickness, things like the common cold. It gives you a better psychological and physical roundness and well-being. It reduces the risk of death from cardiovascular disease. Wow. And it gives you better coping skills during friendship and times of stress. So I encourage you to go back and take a look at last week's program when we focused in on positive thinking. Now, when we started today, I told you that we were going to take a good look at some ways to release the anger and the stress that builds up in our lives as we begin to reintegrate into society and we deal with the common things that everybody else has to deal with. And so I hope these things have helped you today. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey everybody, you know our goal here at The Journey is to help as many people as we can by giving useful information and tools to people who need it, and we feel like our purpose will be better served if we're listened to by a huge audience. And there are a lot of ways to spread the word about our program, but one of the best ways is for you, the listener, to help us spread the word. If you've been telling people about the Journey's podcast, then thank you. And if you haven't, we hope you will be in the future. We have decided that you might help us even more spread the word. And we've had an anonymous benefactor come forward to help us promote the show. With his help, we can now add a new dimension to the Journey. A lot of radio programs have it. It's called Listen and Win. And we're going to start giving prizes to lucky winners, but we haven't decided exactly how to make the best use of this gift yet. What we need you to do, our listener, is to come up with a suggestion of how we can use our prizes to increase listenership. The person that comes up with what we think is the best way will win our first prize, the first of many. Do you think you can come up with a way that the Journey can increase listenership through a prize contest? Let us know how you think we can do this by sending me an email at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. mathersrodney@yahoo.com. We don't want to commercialize our program. It's a not-for-profit enterprise, and we don't want to lose focus on our main purpose, which is helping the ex-offender. But with this new addition, we are hoping that we can add a little more fun and suspense and hopefully even help you to motivate us, spread the word. So think of a good way for the Journey to increase its listenership in this regular giveaway. The prize may be a gift card to a popular electronics store, maybe a card good for a tank of gas, maybe just a card for a major grocery chain to help you with feeding your family. The prize will be different every time we do this, and we can't speculate on how often we'll have the contest, but if we get good ideas, we'll increase our audience and we'll have more people willing to help and more prizes. The prize for our first contest is a $50 gift card for any Landry's owned restaurant. That includes a lot of places like the Saltgrass Steakhouse, my favorite, and several other restaurants around the U.S., and a lot of Houston area places like the Downtown Aquarium at the Kima Boardwalk and so on. I've got this card right here in my hand, and I look forward to giving it to you if you're the one who emails me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com, with the idea we can use to make our show the go-to place for tips and advice for the ex-offender trying to get back on the right track with his or her career in their life. Wouldn't it be nice to take your loved one out for a meal on us? Start thinking. We need contest ideas, and we'll be talking more about this in upcoming episodes. And welcome back to the Journey of Hope. We've made it to my favorite part of the show, which is the song of the week. We do this on Journey of Hope every week to kind of lighten the load and to make things a little bit less stressful. Hey, how about that for today's topic? Hey, listen, if any of you out there got a guitar, an amp, a recording software, and that sort of thing, we want you to participate in the song of the week. And the way you can do that is by sending me a WAV file or an MP3, and I'll be sure to play it on the air for you. Well, this week, we're going to go back to a band that we've played before. They have given me some music. This is We Three and Kentucky Girl. I'm far away from old Kentucky. Their song Kentucky Girl. Hey, listen, they've got a cool web MySpace page too. You can check them out there. I'm Rodney Mathers, and we're going to be right back after this on The Journey of Hope.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me. This is how.
Hey, everybody, you know, one of the best ways to relax is to take up a musical instrument. It's a good way to relieve that stress that we've been talking about today. If you know some chords and you got yourself a guitar and an amp and a little bit of recording software, I think you're going to like the product that I'm talking about now. It's called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. And the way you find it is you go to angiesbanjo.com. Now, this chord chart, what it does is if you know some chords, you can take those chords and organize them in such a way to where you can play a whole bunch of different songs in a whole bunch of different keys. You find this thing at angiesbanjo.com. You follow the link for the Jam Buddy Chord Chart, and you're going to get a very free sample. It's going to be free when you download that first little part of it, and you can take a good look at it and see what I'm talking about. It's called the Jam Buddy Chord Chart. That's all we have time for. We appreciate you joining the show today, and we hope you got something out of it. We're going to be right here at the same place and same time next week. My name's Rodney Mathers, and before we go, I want to remind you of something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time on The Journey of Hope.